Americans and future Americans, welcome to a brand new video. Today, the White House tweeted, "Let him cook. We are living on the greatest timeline of all time." All the non-believers, the doubters, the haters, the bitches, the frauds, they've all cried. They've all bitched. They've all been lame and gay. But today, they were all proved to be lame and gay. So, Caroline Leavitt and the Treasury Secretary did a nice little meeting over here where they discussed the fact that Trump undid the tariffs. Not really, not so much. I know that everyone's memeing about Trump going back on some of the tariffs. You're gonna make fun of me for saying this, okay? And I know you will, so I'm gonna say it right now. Art of the deal, baby! Art of the freaking deal, every time! Every time, baby. Art of the deal. Bros invincible. Art of the freaking deal. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Art of the deal, man. Art of the deal. Let's go. Look at this shit. This is the craziest stuff in the world. Based on the lack of respect that China has shown to the world markets, I am hereby raising the tariff charged to China by United States of America to 125% effective immediately. At some point, hopefully in the near future, China will realize that the days of ripping off the USA and other countries is no longer sustainable or acceptable. Conversely, and based on the fact that more than 75 countries have called representatives of the United States, including the Department of Commerce, Treasury, USDR, negotiated a solution to the subject being discussed relative to trade barriers, tariffs, currency manipulation, non-monetary tariffs, and that these countries have not, at my strong suggestion, retaliated in any way, shape, or form against the United States, I have authorized a 90-day pause and substantially lowered the reciprocal tariffs during this period of 10%, also effective immediately. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Are you ready to lose your mind and your shit? First of all, President Trump never mastered the art of putting periods in sentences, okay? Bro's balls too big to put periods in sentences, you know what I'm saying? But second, at first and foremost, I literally called it. I literally called it. It's a marketing ploy. It's a genius bartering tactic. Suddenly, 75 countries are all there. China, who's the, let's be real here, China's the arch nemesis when it comes to trade. China is literally getting involved in this actual war. I was so right. I'm not a political analyst. I'm a blue retard on the internet. I just pre-watch reality or some shit. I don't know, man. It's crazy how this even happens. So, turns out, I was right. Everyone was wrong. Everyone panicked. I told you it'll bounce back, and it did. Stock markets already bounced back to some large degree. I don't know, man. Turns out I was literally right about kind of everything. Now, I am going to tell you something that might rub you the wrong way. China, China, you little bitch, China. Winnie the Pooh looking ass. You Winnie the Pooh looking ass, China. You think you're so cool. I like you personally, but you're a bitch, China. Anyway, I thought it was important to mention that. That was definitely relevant here, for sure, 100%. But even more importantly, realistically, China has been taking massive advantage of everybody. And now you have to recognize something else, really important. The more tariffs he puts on China and removes from other countries, the more likely other countries are going to want to work with America as opposed to China. He is not only fucking China between the trade between the United States and China, the United States being the largest consumer of China, by the way, not only is he fucking them in that regard, but also by decreasing the tariffs with other countries, it is more likely that the United States will have a stable trade relationship with other countries, which will cause them to not want to make business with China. I am salty ever since I called Taiwan a country and China canceled me on Chinese Twitter or whatever the fuck they do over there. I'm still salty and I'm taking my revenge on that Winnie the Pooh looking ass motherfucker. Bro got cooked. He's a fraud. He's cooked. And at some point, he is going to cower. Because if the markets would have kept going the way they've gone the entire time, with China just taking complete advantage of the United States, I'll be real with you, in a couple decades, China would have been by far the world superpower. By far. And it is time to actually not be a little bitch fuck. So, anywho, the press secretary acknowledges all of this, talks about the 90-day pause in tariffs. My favorite thing about this tariff thing is when you see libtards being like, I literally saw, he went back on it already, what a loser, what a bitch. Guys, he got 75 countries to the bargaining table and analyzed exactly who the enemies are. Are you fucking retarded? The answer is yes. They don't need to answer. It's okay. Drop your answers in the comments section below. All right, let's see what we got.
On the news of President Trump authorizing the 90-day pause.
On China, the tariff on China will now go up to 125%.
China.
Because China imprudently decided to retaliate against the United States.
Yeah, China, you bitch. You bitch, China. You thought you have a bigger dick than the Donald? Oh, Lord. He won all 7 swing states. He's orange. You're not orange. He's orange.
As I said at the podium yesterday,
China's 125% cooked.
When you punch at the United States of America, President Trump is going to punch back harder. In that same vein, we have had more than 75 countries from around the world reach out to President Trump and his team here at the White House to negotiate better trade deals for the American workers.
Yes,
we have been overwhelmed with the amount of requests from countries around the world. I'll let the secretary speak to that.
You gotta realize, 75 countries want a deal. Hello? 75 future states of America want a deal here, okay? I'm just saying. The 125 states of America are going to cook China, goddamn. I meme a little too much. It's not healthy, the amount of memery that goes on. But I'm just saying, this is such a big win. To everyone that thinks that this is not a big win, they're crazy. All these other countries are literally going to drop the giant tariffs that they have, the giant trade barriers that they have. This is a colossal win. Look. Art of the deal, bro. He literally art of the deal them. It's crazy. We saw it in real time. And 75 countries caved instantly. And they were all saying, Trump's a fascist. He won't do it. There's no way. There's no way he'll do it. He's bad. We have each other. And then they all cave anyway. Behind the scenes, they cave. When they're on national television, we have to stand strong against Trump. And then they cave instantly. Gotta respect it. They only give Trump blowjobs behind closed doors instead of in public.
We will continue with the tailor-made negotiations that I spoke about yesterday. In the meantime, there will be a 90-day pause on the reciprocal tariffs as these negotiations are ongoing.
And the funniest thing is, they know. They saw that Trump is so serious about the tariffs. You have to realize, they don't want these tariffs to come into effect, okay? Because they don't want even trade with the United States. They want to keep taking advantage the entire time. So as Trump said all those years ago, he grabbed them by the pussy. And now, they're his bitch. They are literally gonna try to come up with something that'll satisfy Trump within the next 90 days, or the tariffs are back. He's not playing. They folded instantly. It's so wild to see it happen in real time. He has made, in the course of 1 week, 75 countries are dropping barriers and removing tariffs, or they got cucked in some way. It's mind-boggling. It's crazy. Now, I took to call out some people on the right as well. There are some people on the right that are a little bit audience captured. All right, just like on the left, you got retards everywhere. Endless retards. It's crazy. Gotta love them. There's so many retards. Let me show you one of them. All right, this is not a full retard. I just think, like, this is the example of something I don't support. I don't support this mentality.
Money costs you nothing. This is just the reality of life. You're gonna, like, were you young and dumb? How much money did you lose? Everyone loses money. Everyone loses money. It costs you nothing. In fact, it builds quite a bit of character. In fact, you learn a lot of lessons, actually, by losing.
Bro, that is not the right take, okay? My analogy was, it's like doing surgery to cut out a cancer, all right? That was my analogy, all right? It's like getting chemo to kill a cancer. The chemo's still shit, but it's absolutely important, bro. It's important to get the cancer out. The take that it's just money, losing money means nothing, it builds character. No, bro, what are you talking about? That is wildly audience captured and irresponsible, especially because in 2024, when Biden tanked the stock market as he tended to do every second week.
Bloody, 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 bloody Black Monday. Holy moly. The Kamala crash is here.
Kamala needs to get in front of a camera. Today. People are losing their homes today. People are losing their fortunes today. People are losing their futures today. People are losing their 401ks today. This is shaping up to be one of the worst market days in American history.
Yeah, so again, deals for thee and not for me, a kind of situation. Like when Kamala tanks the market, it's like the world is ending. When Trump tanks the market, it's like it's just money. Grow a pair. Personally, the major difference is when Kamala tanked the market, it was because she's shit as far as human beings go. When Trump tanked the market, he tanked it to get a cancer out of America and even up a giant trade deficit that was growing across the world. But let's not make believe that losing money is fine, it's just money, it builds character anyway. So I think it's important to be aware of the retards everywhere. He might be audience captured, but I'm retard captured. I will never miss an opportunity to make fun of a retard. Definitely subscribe for more retards.
And the tariff level will be brought down to a universal 10% tariff. The secretary here has been a huge part of the president's trade team, of course, and will continue to lead these negotiations moving forward to look out for the American worker, which is always President Trump's goal. So I'll kick it over to our great Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent.
Good. Thank you. And we saw the successful...
Oh my God, he's Will Ferrell, but taller!
...negotiating strategy that President Trump implemented a week ago today. It has brought more than 75 countries forward to negotiate. It took great courage for him to stay the course until this moment. And what we have ended up with here, as I told everyone a week ago here in this very spot, do not retaliate. And
I love how everyone in America is like, do not retaliate or else. And then people are like, or else what, bitch? And then Trump says, do not retaliate. And they retaliate even for 4 seconds. And he's like, okay, I will ruin your entire economy with the push of a button. And he does. And he just drops 100% extra tariffs on China's asshole.
And you will be rewarded. So every country in the world...
Can you imagine how annoying it'll be? Like, dude, Genshin Impact waifus are going to get so much more expensive right now.
Who wants to come and negotiate, if we are willing to hear you, we're going to go down to a 10% baseline tariff for them. And China will be raised to 125%.
China. Oh my God.
Due to their...
They turn a 1 into a 0.
Insistence on escalation.
Ed, go ahead. Secretary, thank you for doing this. Let me ask you 3 quick things.
All right, 3 quick things for Mr. Secretary. Hell yeah, dude.
For the sake of clarity, because the markets are open and they're wondering. First of all, Mexico and China, are they part of this 10% universal?
Okay, dude, we just talked about China, but yeah.
Well, China...
China, they're little bitch boys. And look, we all saw the messages that Xi Jinping, the Prime Minister of China, sent to Donald Trump. Right? We all saw, can we talk? Donard, please respond. We all saw that those messages got leaked. That was crazy. I couldn't believe it myself that that leak happened. That's crazy. I couldn't believe it.
No, China.
Mexico and Canada. Are they?
Yes.
Okay. Second, given then that you have the rest of the world essentially calling and it's not China, is this now just all about China?
Well, at this point, China... Okay, so to be realistic, this was always about China. Like, it was definitely about every country getting them to drop their ridiculous trade deals. 100%, it was all about getting every country to drop their bullshit. But of course, it was always about China. China was always the threat. What are you talking about?
Well, it's about bad actors. And, you know, what we will see is some of the very early countries are China's neighbors that we're going to see. I'm seeing Vietnam today. Japan's at the front of the queue. Uh-oh. South Korea, India. So we will see. And as I've repeatedly said, and President Trump has been saying it for years, China is the most imbalanced economy in the history of the modern world.
Yep.
And they are the biggest source of the U.S. trade problems. And indeed, they are problems for the rest of the world, because what we've seen is that as the U.S. announced the tariff wall last week, many of those goods have already started flooding into Europe.
So as you see it now...
And realistically, like, you don't even have to look so far. Like, and it's everything. There are 469 American students in China. There are 280,000 Chinese students in the U.S. Like, it's not close. It's not close. China is cooked. China's cooked! It's like, it took Trump to realize that this shit is happening. That's the wildest part.
This trade war is China versus the rest of the world.
Well, I'm not calling it a trade war, but I'm saying that China has escalated, and President Trump responded very courageously to that, and we are going to work on a solution.
I don't know any other president that wouldn't have folded. China fights back with an extra 50% tariff, and he did not cower. He did not fold. He was like, all right, dude, sure. Bam, 125% China. Bro got art of the deal. Big time. Look at this guy. Oh my God, this is the greatest image I've ever seen in my entire life. This is so good. Holy shit. That's crazy. Pick up the phone, asshole. That's what he's thinking. That's what he's thinking.
With the, our trading partners.
Excuse me, Raquel. If I could just add to what the secretary said, right. Many of you in the media clearly missed the art of the deal. You clearly failed to see.
There's no way. Cooking with Caroline, baby. I love how he gives like the solid responses. He gives the solid responses. China, we're not trying to make any fights here. I wouldn't call it a trade war per se. Then she walks out. Out of the deal, bitches. Whatcha gonna do about it, motherfucker?
What President Trump is doing here. You tried to say that the rest of the world would be moved closer to China when in fact we've seen the opposite effect. The entire world is calling the United
States. Yup. That's exactly what I said earlier. It's exactly what I said earlier. 100%. Why is it that they drop the tariffs on other countries but increase them on China? Where does the world go? The world goes to America. They have all the cards. All the cards. That's how it happens.
States of America, not China, because they need our markets, they need our consumers, and they need this president in the Oval Office to talk to them. And that's exactly
whether they like it or not.
Why more than 70?
He will talk to you without your consent, young lady.
25 countries have called because the United States of America is the best place in the world to do business. And as the president has shown great courage, as the secretary has said, in choosing to retaliate against China even higher. Lena, go ahead.
Hi, thank you, Treasury Secretary Bessent. Can you explain more of the decision making on feels like a reversal here? I mean, just these went into effect less than 15 hours ago, these tariffs. Why the pause now? What led to it?
No, again, President Trump created maximum negotiating leverage for him.
Dude, he's always given negotiating leverage. People just didn't think he actually had the balls to make all this tariff shit happen. He's literally always had the negotiating leverage. Are you crazy? Like, are you insane? A, Trump did not cave at all. China has no reason to think that Trump would walk this back even a little bit. All right? Trump destroyed them. China thought they could get Trump to buckle, so they threatened an extra 50% tariffs. Trump immediately responded with tariffs up to 125%. China's very not happy right now.
And which tariffs went into effect 15 hours ago? The ones that we have lowered went into effect a week ago. They were announced a week ago, and we have just been overwhelmed by the response from mostly our allies who want to come and negotiate in good faith. So we are expecting them to come with their best deal. As I said a week ago today, don't retaliate, hold your ground, let's see what happens. And China kept escalating, and now they have 125% tariffs that will be effective immediately.
Mr. Secretary,
go ahead.
Mr. Secretary, thanks so much for...
Okay, dude, I am shaking right now. This war is going wild. China, they tried so much. You hope for them to have more understanding? Really? You hoped for a communist, authoritarian government to have more understanding? All right, dude. The crazy thing is, apparently, discussions are getting wild. Apparently, J.D. Vance says we must take back every piece of U.S. land controlled by China. Not a single blade of grass should be theirs. Oh my god, dude, this is gonna get hairy. So definitely subscribe, because I love chaos. All the chaos, endless content, it's gonna be crazy. Bro, China right now. Ding, ding, ding. They're so close.
Doing this, the 90-day pause when there was certain tariffs. Is that because of the whiplash that we've been seeing across the financial markets? How much was, you know, what we saw in the stock markets, you know, this decision?
No, it's because because of the large number of inbounds, we've had more than 75 countries contact us, and I imagine after today there will be more. So it is just a processing problem. Each one of these solutions is going to be bespoke. It is going to take some time, and President Trump wants to be personally involved. So that's why we're getting the 90-day pause.
God, it's such a good strategy. Like, it's so good. And you know the craziest thing? I have a feeling he meant to do this the entire time. I really feel like he meant to do this the whole time. His plan was to put these massive overblown tariffs, because we all saw the tariff chart, okay? He put higher tariffs on every country than, like, most metrics actually deserved, you know? Like, he fucking put tariffs on Madagascar, all right? Like, dude, he put tariffs everywhere. The whole world got spooked. Everyone wants to make a deal and drop barriers immediately. and he twisted this all into like this giant beef with China that simultaneously gets so much headway with every trade deal America makes with every other country. Like, dude, everyone always knew China was the threat here, man. Not trying to get racist or anything. This is the world production of steel, right? The UK, United States, Russia. Look at China. China's basically the only country that's manufacturing steel for the entire world. This is a giant strategic blunder. Bro's taking back the world, man. United Continents of America. No penguins, untariffed, goddammit.
There was a state secretary Blinken in the Oval Office talking about this, about what that decision looked like and what you guys
did. Look, it's all the president's decision, and the president had a level in mind to raise the China tariffs, and then he had the 3-month pause in mind, and we were discussing the exact wording. Sorry? Of course.
The president's decision.
These people are so scared. They're shaking. They don't even know what to say. I've never seen the media this lost for words. Normally, they always just grab on to the latest bullshit. You know what I mean? The media always like tries to twist words. Egg prices up. Stock market down. They're at a loss for words. They know every country is fucking making deals with the United States now. The U.S. has better deals with 75 countries around the world, while simultaneously worrying about one of the biggest threats to America. Like, dude, they're lost. They have nothing.
The president's decision to wait until today. And again, as I've said in the past, no one creates leverage for himself like President Trump.
Mr. Secretary.
He has all the leverage because he could just keep the fucking tariffs. Right now, every country on the planet has a 90-day clock where they need to suck his gigantic cock. That's what they have to do. They have to get on their knees and suck it before that timer runs out. Dude, it's insane to see this happen in real time.
Shelby, go ahead.
Mr. Secretary, what does the president want to see by this, I think it's July 9th, deadline to keep things paused? Is it just trade barriers coming down, or is it more than that?
These are trade negotiations, but if countries want to come and offer other things, you know, I talked about yesterday that we are thinking about a big LNG project.
I mean, he's completely right. It's a negotiation. You figure out how to give him a blowjob. It could be with your mouth. It could be with your hand. You figure it out. Just get him to finish, man. Just get him to the finish line.
In Alaska, that Korea, South Korea, Japan, Taiwan are interested in financing and taking a substantial portion of the offtake. But again, in essence, that is trade because it will decrease the trade deficit that we have with those countries.
Yes, sir. As it stands, every country is taking advantage of America, and Trump wants to make it worthwhile. It's so obvious. I really feel like should I do a Nux pre-watch moment? I don't know. I'm a little scared because I don't even want to say this out loud because I'm scared it's going to sound like it's going to be too scary. I think they're going to overthrow Xi Jinping if he fucks up one more time because he fucked up with this 50% tariff increase that increased the Trump's tariffs even more. I think they're going to overthrow that motherfucker or he's going to die suspiciously. Like, dog, this is crazy.
So everything's on the table.
Mr. President. Yeah.
On the 10% on the pause, what happened to those countries who just had 10% in tariffs, like Brazil and others? Are they still going to have this pause because you were saying that there will be a tariff of 10% for others? So what happened to those who just had a 10%?
That's going to remain.
Is this an embargo to China?
Pardon?
You call this an embargo to China, a trade embargo?
Well, I'm not.
Bro, it's nothing personal, kid, okay? It's not personal. It's just not healthy for the world if China is the superpower. Sorry, with all due respect.
Not sure what you mean by the word embargo.
Bro, what are they gonna do to Highspeed? God damn it, he's in China right now. Oh no.
125% tariffs like those, and then impose 84%. Isn't this an embargo?
Well, it's not. It's China's decision that.
Look, all China needs to do is drop all the tariffs that they have had on America the entire time, and America will drop their tariffs too. Dog, it's the ball's in their court, man. It's in their court. They were taking advantage for years. Dude, it's real. It's just obvious, bro. They just don't want to see it that way. They want to see it that America's the bad guy and that they can bully them. Oh, they don't understand Trump at all. They don't understand anything about Donald Trump.
We have the deficit with them.
Yeah, they need to even it out. Huh.
They sell us almost five times what we sell them. So again, I think it's an own goal by China.
Mr. Secretary,
Mr. Meredith,
Mr.
Secretary, with this signal that you're confident that you're going to be able to strike a satisfactory deal with all these 75 nations that
It signals that President Trump cares about trade and that we want to negotiate in good faith.
Imagine how wild these questions are. But what does it signal about Donald Trump's motives? Okay, retard. Okay, pipe down, libtard. Pipe down, libtard.
And as I said, each one of these is going to be a separate, bespoke negotiation. So we are confident that having seen the other side of where this could go, and it's like I said last week, the market didn't understand. Those were maximum levels. The countries can think about those levels as they come to us to bring down their tariffs, their non-tariff trade barriers. We're going to discuss currency.
It's such a crazy strat. It's like all the numbers that he showed on all the charts. That's why I think, like, for example, Israel, they dropped their tariffs before the American tariffs even came into place. Like Israel dropped their tariffs, and when Trump had his meeting with the Prime Minister of Israel, Netanyahu, basically Trump said, I don't know if we're gonna drop our tariffs, I don't know, but he always had in mind the tariffs are coming down in a couple of days. This is just to get every other country on the fucking bargaining table. And it worked, bro. And it worked. They're eating out of the palm of his orange hand.
To manipulation, subsidy of labor and industry.
Thank you. Will the clause also apply to the tariffs that the president has announced? Pharma, lumber, anything else?
No, it's on the reciprocal.
So those will still be coming.
What a beautiful word. Reciprocal.
With those 75
Andrea,
countries.
Go ahead.
What you're doing here. So the market is reacting crazily, right?
I haven't seen it.
This move is going to change and calm down the market.
What?
The markets have tanked, right? You know, there's been a lot of volatility in the market.
Shout out to Fox News for the worst audio quality in the history of news.
Not just in terms of stock markets, but also in terms of... So will this, in your mind, do that kind of calm the market?
Well, I think what we've seen, I think the willingness by more than 75 countries to come and negotiate, I think now the market understands that everything they saw last Wednesday was a ceiling, and now we have a 10% temporary floor.
They absolutely made that shit up as they were going. They absolutely decided now to call it a ceiling. It was never implied to be a ceiling. When Trump first showed the tariffs, no one freaking thought that was a ceiling for tariffs, but not the actual tariffs. No one thought that, okay? They assumed it wasn't. Now, they should learn a thing or two. You should never assume. Bro, I'm just saying, man, they assumed. They assumed. It was very cool of them to assume. But, yeah, dumbasses. Dumbass is assumed. Crazy.
And I think the market, my 35 years in the market, I always wanted certainty, so I think we've got more certainty.
But Mr. Secretary,
Maggie, go ahead.
Mr. Secretary, why do people assume this is the last word? The president began this morning saying, be cool, 5 hours later, he announces a new policy. Why will investors in the market assume that this is the
last? Because, again, as I said...
Don't assume. Her question was, why should people assume that this is going to be the last change? Don't assume. Stay on your toes. Make America happy, and America will make you happy back. That's what they call reciprocal.
We've given 90 days, and the only certainty we can provide is that the U.S. is going to negotiate in good faith, and we assume that our allies will too. And
yeah. Do you think that the allies of the United States wouldn't treat them in good faith? Weird, weird. Yeah, it's kind of wild to see everyone upset at Trump. Trump is ruining the relationships. I can't believe that Trump would ruin the relationship of America with their allies. Meanwhile, every single ally of America has been butt-fucking America for the last 20 years.
In terms of certainty, we will see what China does. But what I'm certain of is that what China is doing will affect their economy much more than it will ours.
I have all the cards. They don't have the cards. We have the cards. And Trump knows that. Trump knows that he could literally play fucking this game with them so much better than they could play it with him. Bro, Trump will win the game of tariff chicken. All right, that's what we're calling it. We're calling it tariff chicken. Trump will win tariff chicken. Xi Jinping might starve a couple of his people on the way, but Trump is gonna win tariff chicken.
Because they have an export-driven, flood the world with cheap export model.
He wanted to say cheap dog shit, but he changed it last minute.
And the rest of the world now understands, because when we put up our tariff wall, those exports were already flowing to the rest of the G7 and to the global south.
And you think, Mr. Secretary, how much of this decision was driven by the bond market cratering overnight? What is happening?
All right, that's a good question. I assume he's going to say, oh, it had nothing to do with that. It was just a strategy.
China selling their bonds.
I am nothing that says that, and we actually had quite a good 10-year auction today, and all this was, again, this was driven by the president's strategy. He and I had a long talk on Sunday, and this was his strategy all along, and that, you know, you might even say that he goaded China into a bad position. They responded. They have shown themselves to the world to be the bad actors.
Out of the deal, out of the deal. Everyone knows that they're the bad actors. Right? Come on, we all know they're the bad actors. Bro, Biden didn't know much, but he knew that they were the bad actors.
Folks, we have mortgaged our foreign policy. Everyone's out there going, oh my God, how in God's name? You know, the Chinese came here and the president didn't get anything. Guess what? They own us.
Bro, this was Biden saying that China owned them. Trump is doing something about it. Every single libtard out there bitching around doesn't like America. They hate Trump more than they love America. Massive, colossal, bitch fuck of an L.
And we are willing to cooperate with our allies and with our trading partners who did not retaliate. It wasn't a hard message. Don't retaliate. Things will turn out well.
Honestly, the craziest part is about this entire situation. It's coming at the perfect time. Just another L for Snow White. China rejects Snow White after years of Disney pandering to the CCP. Ah! China at trade war with America, and the biggest win of all. Mirror, mirror on the wall. What's the biggest win of all? Another Snow White L. I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he did it. Chinese economy. Why would the U.S. do this, Drew?
These with these 75 countries, how long will that take? Will it be a matter of weeks? Will it be a matter of months? Do you expect financial markets to be stable during that time period?
Well, you know, we've started with a 90-day pause, and we will see if more countries turn up, what will happen. But we have a meeting with Vietnam today, and we have one of the largest trade deficits with them. So I'm hoping it will move in a good direction. I was at the Japanese ambassador's house last night for the Cherry Blossom Festival, which was quite festive. And he and I had a good chat. They are going to send a deal team over. So, you know, we'll see. These are complicated negotiations. These are imbalances that have taken decades to create. But I think having seen the maximum level that Donald Trump is willing to go to, President Trump has created.
He'd go even higher. He'd go higher, but the fact that he actually put these tariffs on for a week until he actually lowered them down, it just goes to show how actually serious he is. They're on a 90-day clock, and they know that he's not bluffing.
This negotiating leverage.
Excuse me, everybody. Excuse me. The secretary is obviously a very busy man. As he has said, he's had more than 75 countries that the trade team has to respond to. I'd just like to end with this. For decades, Republicans and Democrats have said that these unfair trade practices are ripping off the American people.
She is so good at messaging. She is so good at messaging. The way her closing statement is always so clear cut. Like, she knows how to get the message to the people.
People are ripping off our country, but nobody has ever done anything to address it. We finally have a president here at the White House who is playing the long game, who is doing what is right for the American worker and our industries here at home, and he has put together a fantastic team in Secretary Bessent, Secretary Lesnick, the entire trade team who will be focusing on negotiating these good deals to put the American workers first, and we're going to get to work to do that. Thank you.
Donald Trump, pick up the phone, asshole! Anyway, thank you so much for being here. China needs to learn a thing or two about From the Art of the Deal. They just got Art of the Deal, baby. They got dealed, wheeled and dealed, bitches. I hope that things work out for the best, obviously for everyone, mostly for America. Yes, I'm biased. But realistically, bro, this is like a 4D chess move by the Donald. And yeah, retards everywhere. Endless chaos. It's gonna be fun, crazier, and even more fun. I'll see you in the next one, gamers. Stay weird, fam. Like, subscribe, and this video was streamed live on kick.com/Nuxenor. See you there. Stay weird, fam.